Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Thanks and praise be to the Most High. All glory and honor be to His name. For we are back again. Yes, indeed, Father, let Your Spirit be upon Your people. Yes, we are back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, just another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edmiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful to the Most High. What else can I be? So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very, very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even for the reconciliation of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection, His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He's told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to pervert, silence, and to destroy. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there's a great truth. There's much great truth. The whole world, my brothers and sisters, is so sought to ignore. And primarily, many have sought to ignore it because, my brothers and sisters, for a very much so to many surprising reason, many have sought to ignore it. I could dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Rome, because under Roman dominion, influence, as Israel was 2,000 years ago, whereby to speak certain truth could have you literally destroyed. Beheaded, crucified, flogged. Many of my brothers and sisters chose to be silent regarding certain very precious truths. And the fact of the matter is that in the first centuries, Rome murdered literally millions who sought to uphold certain very precious truths that were once known by the early church. But because, my brothers and sisters, after Rome murdered so many, because these truths have not been fully investigated by the masses and have literally been, by and large, outlawed by the status quo. The status quo that has sought to call itself wise, minus or without the knowledge of this truth. There are many of my brothers and sisters that choose to this very day to continue to ignore it. I said they choose to continue to ignore it, neglect it, and treacherously act as if it is not a truth contained in the scriptures. Or they seek to tell you that the eventuation was there. They tell you that it's long since passed, or they tell you that it's not future prophecy. It's not an expectation. They tell you that the Most High somehow broke that promise. He promised it from long ago. And quite frankly, my brother says, I can show you scriptures where these things he promised of old would be the eventuality toward the end of this presently confused Gentile age. When rulers seeking to preserve the multitudes of their differences have chosen to ignore these truths, my brothers and sisters, the question I have to ask is this. I think about such scriptures like the ones in Isaiah 40. Comfort ye, comfort ye, O my people. For the time of your warfare has come to an end. And the scripture speaks of one with a voice like one crying in the wilderness. Meaning that this is the word of peace, my brothers and sisters. It says, comfort ye, O my people. It's talking about the preparing people to hear the gospel, the word from on high that transcends all the nations, that beyond all that has divided mankind, men might have a chance to be reconciled unto the will of one. The scriptures talk about that voice. It's like one crying in the wilderness. But the Most High is still yet promised, even though all flesh has been like the grass. In other words, what it means, like the grass that withers and the flower fades. Because men turned away from the knowledge of the truth and will be exposed when the Spirit of Yah or the truth of Yah is revealed. Though all that be true, you read it all in Isaiah 40. The scripture says, all eyes shall yet see the glory of the Most High. All, my brothers and sisters, shall yet discern what is the truth. And the scriptures say that in that day, actually in Isaiah 52:15-53:1, kings shall shut their mouths, be shut in silence, ashamed in that day. Kings shall shut their mouths because of the testimony of Messiah himself. Because that which the people had not considered, they shall be made to consider. What are we talking about here, my brothers and sisters? What are we talking about? What is the truth then, my brothers and sisters, that ultimately the apostle Shaul, they call Paul, talked about concerning latter-day prophecy, ultimately latter-day prophecy? What is that truth, my brothers and sisters, that is spoken? Like one scripture says in Joel, it says that if he's going to bring something to pass, that if someone were to tell you of it, men would not believe it. So Isaiah 40 speaks about something that a prophet crying in the wilderness would declare, and the people not being ready to hear. But nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, the hearing of this word is the hope for peace in this world. It means, my brothers and sisters, we need to stop and consider for a minute. What is the hope of peace? Shall there be peace in the world while all the diversely contentious and contradictive doctrines in this world that are already in this world, shall they continue to be? Shall they continue to be taught to men that none discerns the folly that's in the contradiction? Shall that be unto peace, my brothers and sisters? Shall that reconcile the differences? Or rather, my brothers and sisters, a need for an end of confusion absolution might come. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. That's obedient to the gospel. Obedience to the gospel has to do with obeying the command to go forth and teach all things. No lie in it. The word that reproves all sin. The courage of all nations and their false foundations. Read it for yourself right there in Isaiah 20. Well, tell you what. I could talk about Isaiah 52, 1 through 7. That's not a word that exceeds all the nations. Matthew called it Tyre. Netanyahu, Tyre. If you read in the 28th chapter, 18 to 20th verses, again, it relates to the word having greater sovereign authority than all the nations. Are the rulers prepared for the people to accept a word that they all have denied? The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the gospel, the word of peace unto the holy kingdom of Yah. There's nothing after any of the pollutions of this world in it. In fact, none of the pollutions and none of the partialities, half-truths, misimaginations, presumptuousness of man will have any part in that kingdom. But when men find, and the scriptures relate this again and again, that there's a very critical truth that they all have been led to ignore, or been left too blind to see, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the society we live in is so incredibly surreptitiously filled with lies, faulty foundation, that quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, very rare people are they who, if granted the opportunity to see the realities, to believe. And Messiah, my brothers and sisters, has promised. It is promised that he would not fail, that he shall see and discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the illusions, even discern the truth that the whole world would not. Think about it. In Romans, Paul spoke these words. He said, if a whole world be a liar, let Yah be true. The true Jew is one whose praise is not from men, but from Yah. In other words, he seeks to honor not what is the standard established by men, but the absolution was Yah himself. I said the absolution was Yah himself has decreed. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, to be discerned. I say it's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern that ultimate reality. It's time that we realize that the fall, what the scripture calls the fall away from faith before Messiah returns, is a fall away from the pure absolution and truth. Even the foundation of truth that the church once knew, the early church once knew. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I would dare to say that what most call today, I heard somebody earlier today talk about what he called modern Christianity. Heaven help us. Well, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, what most have called Christianity, or call belief in Christ, per se. What most, my brothers and sisters, have called, per se, Christianity. I would even venture to say, my brothers and sisters, for at least the last 1,500 years or so, has bear very little resemblance to what was the belief, thoughts, and deeds of the early church. Like I said, the scripture talks about that Elijah-like voice in Isaiah 40. Comfort ye, O my people. It says, like a voice crying in the wilderness. Voice crying out, no one to hear. Scriptures speak about Zephaniah 3, my brothers and sisters, that said concerning a city. He said, the just Lord is in her midst. Morning by morning, he brings justice to light. He will not fail. In other words, his word is true to all that is intended. But he said, the wicked know no shame. In other words, they would not believe. Messiah said, the spirit of truth, the world it would not receive. And he told his son's disciples they would believe, and he basically said to them in John 14, they would believe because they'd had some form of an orientation, ready to accept the truth. But he said, the spirit of truth, the world, those who lack foundation, lack that expectation, find it very difficult to believe. Well, I've talked about this before. The East, even among the heathen, going back to ancient Egyptian times even, my brothers and sisters, after the flood, for instance, they had record and believed and understood, even going back to the time of the Garden of Eden. And man, once he fell away from the knowledge of the truth, that the Most High promised that one day he would restore it. Those who fell away and were drowned in the flood, there was evidence of that, my brothers and sisters, in that there were those who looked at the top of the mountain and saw that boat, the ark, and it was a continual reminder that the Most High is not pleased with any pattern of thought that is not true to his own. Genesis 6:5-6 says he brought about that destruction because the thoughts of men become evil. How about departed from his perfect will continually? Many, if you chose to reason with them, they chose not to believe. They had misconceived lies, false doctrine, presumptuous ideals stuck in their heads. But if you tried to tell them the truth, hey, most people go along with the status quo. Is it any different today, my brothers and sisters? Is it any different today at all? I want you to think about something. Isaiah 11th chapter. I'm just going to relate something real simply. Look at these verses. Isaiah 11th chapter is filled with verses that, because most have tended not to look at it that way, don't realize that it's actually a latter-day prophecy. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Spirit of the Most High shall rest upon him. Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Spirit of counsel and might. Spirit of knowledge and of reverence of the Lord. Shall make him a quick understanding, the fear of the Most High, reverence of the Most High. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove with the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. By the consummate word of his mouth shall he declare. How about this, my brothers and sisters? The difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Discerning the thoughts and intents of every heart. There's verses like that in Revelation 19:11-21. There's verses like that, my brothers and sisters, in 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter. And it's related as an expectation concerning someone who exposed the pretenses that are amidst all the nations. How about this 11:5? And I'll talk about this in a minute. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his waist. Well, you say the wolf. Now here's the point. He said the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall be able to lead them. How about lead them safely? None harming. The cow and the bear shall feed. Okay, here we are. Romans 15 chapter. And 12th verse. And Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse shall rise to reign over the nations. To him shall the Gentiles trust. Did we just read this scripture, my brothers and sisters? That's 11:10. It said his rest shall be glorious. Huh. Sounds so much like what needs to be considered, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says in Romans 15:4, listen, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. How about have the same mutual latter-day expectation? Because it's time, my brothers and sisters, to understand what was the expectation of the early church. What did they believe will one day come to pass? Have people really believed that all the Gentile nations have come to discern respectfully the will of one? Or has it been the way of the word of Most High has gone? The rulers have sought to constrain that word, pervert that word, my brothers and sisters, according to their own idea, so that national division still exists. Let me tell you something. I talked about it last night. There's something very powerful. What indeed was the gospel and what is the truth of the gospel? word of the gospel declares one king. So I said, all power from on high has been given unto him. And if all would come to convert unto the pure, perfect will of one king, my brothers and sisters, the world entire would be converted as if it were just one nation. And my brothers and sisters, true to the will of one rather than the multitude of perversities and presumptuousness of many. Remember in Galatians, he said, the promise is not unto seeds as of many, or many different styles of doctrines and peoples, but according to one. And discerning beyond all the pretenses where men have taken the holy name and put it upon whatever, all discerning the will of one, my brothers and sisters, that is the restoration of faith. Have understood that when it says saved by grace through faith, it means that men have an opportunity to become partakers in the truth of the Most High, or partakers even unto his kingdom, only when they convert to believe what the nations, by and large, have not. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Saved by grace through faith. What about if people don't believe? Are they still yet delivered? Still yet saved? Still yet delivered from those who lie? Still converted from what is common, worldly, status quo? Perversion? Okay. What about this, my brothers and sisters? Think about it. Mark 16:15, Messiah said, go forth. Gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. How about believe this testimony? He said, go forth and teach it all to all the nations. He said, and who believes that fullness of the testimony and is baptized, how about converted to know that he has to believe beyond what has been the misconceits of man, the false righteousness of man. Finally, to believe the ruling prince and powers prefer that many never come to discern. He that believes and is baptized, how about comes to accept and discern and obey what the rulers of the earth would prefer men never discern, because it exposes the rulers as foolish. See, he who believes what proves the rulers foolish, then, my brothers and sisters, shall be delivered. But he said, he that believeth not shall be damned. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. Might not perish with those who believe lies. What about men have not believed? What about they believe a misconceit? He said, he who believes and baptized shall be saved, but he who believes not. How about he who believes, continue to believe a lie? I can say it in 2 Thessalonians. Shall be damned. What about this scripture, my brothers and sisters? 2 Thessalonians, since we're talking about that. 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter. The very first verses of the book start speaking about the gathering of the people of the Most High. I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our... Put down Lord, I can only tell you the word there they put in Greek. Kurdi, the righteous one. Yeshua HaMashiach. And by gathering together unto him, that you be not shaken in mind or trouble, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as supposedly from us, that the day of the Kurdi, how about his return, is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, that day shall not come, lest there be a falling away first. How about men falling away from the knowledge they once had? And believe me, my brothers and sisters, that has happened. And a man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. In other words, someone who opposed all the world's lies, sit even in places of power, even over the church itself. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, that opposes and exalts himself above all that is called godly, all that is to be worshipped, so that he, as if he declares the controlling body of knowledge that men believe, and what men believe is a brothers and sisters, even sitting in the temple of the Most High, showing himself as if he, his standard, were the absolute and there were no more. I want you to think about what that means. Rome, my brothers and sisters, murdered those who, of the early church, knew the ancient faith and set up their own state church, catering to Romish ideal, having no respect for the name of the Most High, just want to make the Holy One of Israel just another part of their pantheon, and then imputing into the church all their heathenisms. If men continue to believe the lies, my brothers and sisters, were they delivered? Did they ever become beacons of light? Did their souls ever emanate the light of the Most High? Or was it still yet darkness? And is it anything else but darkness today? So remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. Hold it that he might be revealed in this time. In other words, why it is Messiah has not yet been revealed, he said at that time. For he said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. In other words, there's already systems that blind mankind against the truth. Blind mankind, they don't believe the truth when they hear it. Messiah said the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Meaning those who already believe what they believe in this world, many of my brothers and sisters find it very difficult to convert. But I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters. In the East, the people believe that a time will come for the end of all this worldly confusion. Look and listen to the last couple of nice shows and archives and understand what I'm talking about. There's articles on my website, Enoch excerpt. You look under hiddengospel.com, check it out. The East, my brothers and sisters, there's another article concerning this. The article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. The East expected an end to confusion. For the pagans of the West, believing in a multitude of different gods, so-called gods, never saw the end of confusion because they wanted to maintain the worship of all their gods. It was nothing but divide and conquer tactic, my brothers and sisters. Keep the weak from becoming strong. Keep the weak from discerning, those who did not know, from discerning what is necessary to see beyond all the hypocrisies of the rulers. Because if nobody discerns what is an absolute rule, who can blame? Who can see, my brothers and sisters, beyond the sin? See, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Systems keeping people blind from discerning the truth. He said they will continue. They already work. But he who now allows it will allow it until it's time for him to be taken out of the way. In other words, the obstacle will continue that blinds the mind until it's time for the obstacle to be taken out of the way. And then, how about exposed? The Most High shall send, let's just say, the word of the Messiah, if you will, shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. The Messiah shall consume, destroy, the spirit of his mouth, the scripture says, with the breath of his lips, he says, the wicked, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. This is nothing but Isaiah 11th chapter again, my brothers and sisters. This is latter-day prophecy. And Paul, the apostle, said, look for this in latter days. Him whose coming is after the working of Satan, after all power and signs and lying wonders, speaking lies that most people don't catch on to, and with all deceivableness of unrighteous and them that perish. Because they received not the love of the truth. In other words, people still wanted to hold on to their own ideas. If they didn't have a love of the truth, how can they be made one in the Most High? With this cause, because men did not receive the truth with love, said Yah would send upon them a strong delusion. They should continue to believe the lies that all who might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure and unrighteousness. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Hear me. It's time we understand the reality. And I pray you will hear me and hear me clearly. We live in a world today that doesn't want to believe there's been a fall away from faith. But if you got 45,000 denominations in the world today, I said if you got 45,000 denominations in the world today, shall men say that what they have is still the pure faith of old? What I just read to you is Latter-day Prophets, because actually it goes all the way from Isaiah 11 chapter out to the 14th, and it talks about the end of Babylon among the nations, the times of the Gentiles ending once and for all, to establish the one way of righteousness, even the one peace. It hasn't come to pass yet, my brother and sisters. Why is that fruition not the common expectation among the churches? So what I would have you to understand is this, that Romans 9 through 10, you need to realize what the scripture says, since that Israel had the law but did not seek it by faith. People right now, today, I have to ask questions. Do they seek the law by faith? Do they believe it? And believe there's a high on what is common to conflicting standards of men. If you sought righteousness by faith, you know that there's only one standard. Hey, think about it. The pagans' word for faith or truth, they had a word trioth for truth, and they called it pluralis. But the Hebrew word for faith and truth, emunah, by no means, my brothers and sisters, relates plurality, but relates oneness. Something to be thought about, my brothers and sisters. So I would have you to understand that Israel always seek the law and seek it unto oneness. Scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealous, Essenes, can that be the attainment unto righteousness? Think about it. Paul, the apostle, Shaul, was distinguishing himself as a true apostle. What was he saying? He said, my greatest desire for Israel is they might be saved. How about one? How about under one absolute lordship? No more scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealous, Essenes, but all true to the full will of Yah. The pure, perfect will of Yah. If all was subject to the pure, perfect will of the Most High, there could only be one understanding, one peace, deliverance from all that would dissuade. Like I say, ask the question, how can this world attain the righteousness if it does not seek the law by faith unto the fullness of the will of one? Think about it. Scripture says Messiah is the end of the law for those who believe. But what law are we talking about bringing an end to? Diverse authority in this world, my brothers and sisters, is what keeps men from discerning the one King of Kings. Diverse and contradictory rules in this world, my brothers and sisters, is what keeps people from understanding the way of peace. So when it says Messiah as the King, the one anointed King, is the end, then, my brothers and sisters, and trust of trust in all the false rule of this world for those who believe Him. And that obviously trust in Yah and trust in Him beyond all the kings of the earth. Scripture says, the many not knowing the righteousness of Yah, or the pure, perfect will of the Most High, seek to establish their own law, their own righteousness. And that is not submission to the righteousness of Yah. I'm talking about Romans 10, my brothers and sisters. We need to understand what these scriptures really say. Like I've said to you before, the Greek word nomos, they use it interchangeably for divine law or man's law. You need to know what law is put aside. I said, you need to know what law is put aside that you be true to what is divine. So, how about the spirit of Messiah? The testimony of Messiah is right to those who believe. Paul distinguished himself as an apostle when he said such things as not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, not all have obeyed the gospel, not all have declared the whole word that is demanded, that the word of peace be fruitive in its effect. Listen to what I'm saying to you. He said, do not say, look up to heaven and say, who has brought down this word? What he was talking about, my brothers and sisters, is that it's by the gift of the Most High that men discern that Paul was preaching a true word, the true word of the Most High. But he said, yeah, what about if they didn't hear the word? How can they hear without a preacher? If the pastors were not teaching the word of truth, how shall they hear? The brother and sister scripture says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Yah. Discerning was the one way, and who preaches it even? It's a gift from the Most High. Messiah once asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? Cephas, the man they called Peter. not really his name, said, I believe that you are the, I hope you understand me, the Kurdi, the righteous one, the promised righteous one, the awaited one, the one for whom we should be seeking, the expected one. They put down Christ, but those of us who know the truth know the word Christ was not the word they would have used. That is a Greek word. They spoke Aramaic. So here's the point that needs to be understood. He said, if you believe that he is the Kurdi, and yet God raised him from the dead, according to the prophecies that were written in Isaiah 53, he said, you have an opportunity to be saved. Because men discerning their rulers were responsible for the crucifixion of one who sought the exceeding word, meant that those who sought to be righteous for the Most High knew they had to exceed the unbelief, the false teachings, the fallen word, the perverse word of rulers, who quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, were only a puppet priesthood appointed by Rome after Rome came in and killed off of all the priests a few decades before the birth of Messiah. So he said, if you believe that this was the Kurdi, then you also should believe then that those apostles who preached his word were also, by faith in the name of Yeshua, offer men the opportunity to remember what the world has forgot. Remember what the world has ignored. Remember, my brothers and sisters, to be restored to what had not been preached in the fullness that is unto the Most High acceptable. Because we live in a world, my brothers and sisters, that without the truth has born men from the womb to continually be adversaries, proud in the self-righteous orientation of this world, unwilling to hear the greater truth. When the scripture says in Isaiah 11, the Messiah will not judge with what his eyes seen and what his ears hear, what it's saying that he will not judge according to the status quo, that he will seek to, well, he will understand what is the truth beyond all the schemes of men and dare to declare. In fact, Messiah said himself, if you're ashamed of my word in this crooked generation, he said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and before his angels, not by his faithful ministers. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, whoever will not declare that word, obviously not being faithful to that word, is also ashamed of that word before men. Shall these be called the light of the world? He said, the light must shine, my brothers and sisters. And woe to those who say the light should not shine because you live in a world filled with darkness. That's like saying that you still worthy to be partakers in the kingdom of light while you refuse to let light shine. That make a lot of sense. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, and I've talked about this before, Isaiah 45 speaks of Messiah, and it says, I've called you though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising sun of the west, there's none else but Yah. In other words, it's someone who one time did not know, but was given the secret, the treasures hidden in the secret places, and I said in Isaiah 45, that finally men might know that there's only one Most High from the rising sun to the west, all the world. Isaiah 49 speaks of him and it says it in this wise. He says, I found that I had spent my strength for naught. In other words, I had sought after the vanity of this world, but now Yah has become my strength. I realized the world was teaching a pack of lies then, and I realized I had to seek what is greater. And the Most High became my strength, even my righteousness. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, he said that he might, his mouth like a sharp sword, might reveal the glory of the Most High. Israel might be brought back out from all the illusions. Even a man might see his salvation to the ends of the earth. Isaiah 50 goes on, and it talks about one saying, morning by morning as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I've not turned back the rebellious way. We're talking in every case, my brothers and sisters, about someone who believed the truth that the whole world had turned away from. Romans 11:25-27 is a reflection of what's written in Isaiah 59, particularly 19-21 verses. And the scripture says, because men have lied against the Most High, refused to put upon themselves the whole armor of Yah. Hey, that means going according to the status quo, judging indeed after what their eyes see and what their ears hear according to the standards of men. The scripture says that Messiah will have to come because all men were speaking lies and he saw no intercessor and no one to help. Therefore, his own arm, someone he trusts, will bring salvation to his name, deliver his name from all the misconceits that men have forged upon it. Come at Isaiah 59, my brothers and sisters. And the scripture says he put upon him the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, if you will, like it says in Ephesians. He lift up a standard against every enemy that will stand against the fullness of that standard. Because he said, you're my friends if you do everything I command you. That means that those who won't seek the fullness of that word that will keep people blind are counted enemies against his light. And it says, so shall they revere the name of the Most High from the rising sun to the west. That means you revere the Most High when you seek the whole word, which is the same thing said in 1 Corinthians 3:18-4:5. The apostle said, I know nothing in which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. Hey, I believe there's a standard greater. He said, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. It says, when men discern the truth that by and large has not been considered, then shall men praise Yah. Shall men say that their trust in those who want to teach partial doctrines is sufficient unto a world becoming one unto a pure salvation and peace? If that was the case, my brothers and sisters, any devil could be a pastor. All teaching something different, contentions, arguing against one another, and that be called peace. Well, my brothers and sisters, that's the best you think the Most High has planned. Think again. But to come to the absolution that is intended, it means that the liars are going to have to be exposed. Whoever teaches half-truth is going to have to be exposed. Can you believe that, my brothers and sisters? Or will you just simply believe that whoever calls upon the name of the Most High is saved, even though they haven't heard the fullness of the word? When the fullness of the word, my brothers and sisters, is preached, that a whole world has ignored, who will be able to believe? What scripture said, not, he said, who has believed? Isaiah said, our Lord, who has heard the echoes of our report? Our voice, who has believed our report. But that verse gone saying, who is the arm of the Most High revealed? Who is the outstretched arm of the Most High revealed? Who is the stuff unto whom is the true salvation of the Most High revealed? Because guess what? Most people saw no form of comeliness to his words and doctrine. And my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, according to all that is written in the prophecies, places like Luke 17:20-26-8 concerning a city, Isaiah 24-27 concerning a city, Zephaniah 3 concerning a city, Isaiah 66 chapter, need to read the 6th-15th verse concerning a city, Numbers 24 concerning a city where Messiah would be rejected. Oh, they didn't tell you about that. Well, the scripture said that Messiah was speaking, the people wouldn't listen. Isaiah 28 said the same. And it is last day from latter day prophecy at a time when Most High is about to expect absolute faith on the part of all, according to all things. In fact, the scripture says that he is going to bring a restitution, restoration of all things, according to all things spoken by the prophets since the world began. You find out the world has rejected a great truth. Can you believe, my brothers and sisters? Would you stand up to believe, or would you let yourself and all others perish in the darkness? What should you do? Which one would you do?
90 seconds.
That's a real serious question that everyone needs to ask himself about the resistance. Very serious question. Because whoever will not uphold the truth, in fact, whoever will not declare the truth that the Most High declared from the beginning, the former things said of old. Read Isaiah 41, 21, out to 43, 6 through 9, through around 15 verses or so. Read it all. Read Isaiah 46, chapter 8 through 13. And find out, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, whoever will not declare these things is an abomination, not a work of his spirit. I think, my brothers and sisters, in fact, I know that it's time to recover these things. They tell me I got only a few seconds left. I might be able to, but it looks like it's going to be a little bit late to try to extend our time. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, my website, hiddengospel.com, contains articles that has truths that are not being spoken among the churches. And quite frankly, the scriptures tell you in advance your leaders would not, lest they expose themselves. Hiddengospel.com, early charge, a mutual expectation. Article called Secret City Prophecies, Four Early Centuries of Great Tribulation. Remember the promise, you need them all. I thank the Most High for every ear he brings near, my brothers and sisters. And to his praise always. Hallelujah! Remember, my brothers and sisters, what must never, ever, once restored, be forgotten. In fact, my brothers and sisters, scripture said that gospel be hid, was hid to them that are lost. And if they didn't tell you what to expect, what the world is to mutually expect, if they didn't tell you what the world is to mutually expect, that all be one, then the world has not heard the gospel. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to discern all that has been missing, and their souls might be saved. That they might love Yah with all their mind, heart, soul, and might.
You've got the word to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You got a heart as loud as lions, so why let your voice be tamed? Maybe we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight the shadows, so stop hiding it away. Come on, come on.
man lives only when he is true to every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Most High. For the nations have not been true to all that was known by the early saints, that it is necessary that all agree as one with Yah. For without that truth, my brothers and sisters, world having fallen from faith, fallen from the knowledge of the world of believers, the world of believers once knew, men have fallen from that peace agreement that is confirmation of faithfulness unto the everlasting kingdom of Yah that is to be established upon this earth. The confusion, my brothers and sisters, the unbelief, the lies that men have believed that have caused so much division and contention in the earth must be brought to an end. The times of the Gentiles, therefore, as the scriptures say in Luke 21:24, Romans 11:25-27, the times of the Gentiles, the fullness of the times of the Gentiles must come. Times of this confusion of multitude of nations must come to an end. For in that day, my brothers and sisters, in that day shall the world know what is absolution unto the Most High. And that day will be peace. Or just to add something, Romans, in the 15th chapter, amongst other things, he says he shall show mercy to his people. That too is light of the prophecy, my brothers and sisters, part of what is called the Song of Moses. Deuteronomy, my brothers and sisters, 32nd chapter. He will give absolution, mercy to his people. That means the world should see what is the absolute through the people the Most High has chosen. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who realize that the reason why the Most High has to gather Israel from all the nations, that they be corrected justly. The reason why he must gather Israel from all the nations is because the standards taught among the nations have not been viable nor acceptable. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters? They have the common expectation of what the Most High declared of old must be. And if your leaders didn't tell you because it exposes them as false, righteous hypocrites, who will believe Yah, my brothers and sisters, that they might be delivered? Or will you rather prefer to say that the wicked are well set up, believing that they can continue to provoke the Most High, and believe that after them you should yet be delivered? Understand that they come when men will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not, and the lawless shall be ashes on the soles of the feet of the righteous, those who sought all His will. That's what's written. Dare men say that is not true? Because men have lied. When the Most High had lied, it was man. So the Most High, my brothers and sisters, be compelled to bow down before the lies of men that he told folks in advance not to fall to. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the lies and multitude of divisions and misbelief that men have upheld, told them from the very beginning. When the day man turns away from the truth of him, men would perish. He never said one time that the lies and misconceits that men have believed will ever be a door to life. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father, but I hope you understand this, by the truth. Should men then say without belief, having not believed the full truth, they should yet be confirmed as faithful? Tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has already confirmed who it is that will or will not, dependent upon the works and beliefs of man, confirm men as faithful or not. Revelation, in the 7th chapter, 2nd verse, calls him, per se, the angel rising in the sun. How about the king of the east? Revelation 16:12. to 21. Isaiah 40:27 to 41:4. That is Messiah Yeshua, my brothers and sisters. But if you don't know all about how he comes, what he comes to do, and the fact that he comes to expose all the partial and corrupt doctrines of a whole world, and what those corrupt doctrines are, what it is the leaders have neglected, how can you ever be made whole? How could you ever be healed unto him? How could you say that you ever come to a full agreement with him? He said whoever is ashamed of ultimately even the least of his words, he will be ashamed of, not proud of, before his Father and before his angels. And the meaning, brothers and sisters, those who confess his name, but after any vain, partial, polluted doctrine, well, he said he would not count them blameless or guiltless. Let's go back and get that whole word, my brothers and sisters, the world has ignored. And let it be that those who believe in the whole world would not. My brothers and sisters, let's be understood that those who believe and come to that truth, abide in that truth, and obey that truth, and speak aloud that truth, they are the ones that he shall call as witnesses, that true to him, declaring and showing forth the light, he shall save. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Enemy Off Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm thankful indeed for the opportunity to speak these words to you again. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank him for what he does, my brothers and sisters, by his spirit to compel the mind to comprehend the words of those who were inspired. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Enemy Off Covenant Remembrance Ministries, speaking the words the Most High has granted me that you might hear, and with the help of Yah understand. Till we speak again, to his praise, to his honor, to his might, to his glory, to his sovereignty, to his majesty. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to his utmost invariant glory and light always.